On the agenda when the Red Oak City Council met on Tuesday, May 19th, moratorium on portable shipping containers as permanent structures. Following that meeting, KCSI spoke with City Administrator Lisa Cotter and Mayor Tim Friedhoff. They tell us more.
It's kind of a trend. Yeah. And I think part of it is because there may be an abundance of them, and so the price of them is more economical. But we've had a couple inquiries, one permit for a shipping container that people are using as a permanent accessory structure in their backyards. It's a bit of a challenge to regulate in terms of how they look and kind of morphing those into what would be considered a permanent up to code accessory structure with how they look, you know, siding it, do you put a foundation under it, all that kind of stuff. And so as it seemed to become a little bit more of a trend, we hadn't ever really, you know, been confronted with that in a residential area. So it made sense to pause, to consider at least pausing. Planning and zoning met on Monday morning. And then council, of course, last night, both concurred that let's do what we call a moratorium so that it's a pause. It doesn't mean that we're saying what we're going to do or how we're going to regulate them, but councils have the opportunity to say we really want to address something without having applications being considered in this, you know, we don't know what we're doing or we don't clearly regulate it. And so the pause called a moratorium was approved unanimously both by planning and zoning and the council this week. So we'll put a pause if anybody's interested in those applications, determine over the next few months how we want to handle it. If there's, you know, if we want to allow them, what are the true regulations on them? What qualifies you to be able to consider that a portable, more the portableness of it turning into a permanent structure?
Yeah.
You know, normally what you would have thought about in the past is like up at Inman Elementary, there's a construction project going on. You have a portable trailer like that. They bring it in. It's there for construction. When the construction's done, it leaves. That's not what the intent is here, is people are using it instead of buying like a little mini storage building. So,
how many are there in the town?
I suppose there could be some that I don't know about that are unregulated that just got put places. There certainly are some in commercial areas, but I permitted one so far in residential.
Okay.
And I think we have another application that came in that hasn't been approved.
And you don't really have a time frame on that.
I think in the moratorium resolution, we said 6 months.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Very good.
6 months.
That was approved and voted on unanimously.
Yes.
Thanks to Red Oak Mayor Tim Friedhoff and City Administrator Lisa Cotter for their time and that information. Again, that was following the Tuesday, May 19th meeting of the Red Oak City Council in regards to the moratorium on portable shipping containers as permanent structures within the city of Red Oak.